I had a chance to catch up with a rural legislator from Minnesota, Representative Dale Lewick. He's recently been appointed the minority chair for the House's Environment and Natural Resources Policy Division when the 2019 legislative session begins January 8th. Representative Lewick told us about the committee.
Well, the Natural Resources Environmental Committee policy deals primarily with policy that the DNR carries out, MPCA, Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, Bowser, the Bureau of Water, Soil and Water. Those are three big ones. So it's environmental policy rules and regs, from pollution side all the way through hunting regulations, really a broad area. And what's particularly important about that for at least our area, northeast Minnesota, is we're hugely dependent on a natural resources-based economy. So we've got forestry, we've got mining, we've got the tourism, are three huge parts of what we do in this part of Minnesota.
You know, you have Mille Lacs Lake in your district, is that right?
Sure do.
And that, it just itself, now I shouldn't say just, it's a huge lake. What are you looking ahead to in terms of your role as a lawmaker in Mille Lacs?
Well, we want to make sure that we're the Department of Natural Resources is doing everything possible to ensure that the lake remains healthy. And in fact, really good news, we can keep a walleye this year. We previously, we had a situation where it was only catch and release, but the lake is open for fishing. Can in fact keep a walleye this year. There's a slot limit, which is not unusual now for both walleyes, northerns, your bigger fish, and muskies all have slot limits as to sizes you can and can't keep. So yeah, that's an example where anything that Department of Natural Resources does from a regulatory standpoint directly impacts a huge part of the district I represent. But we've got lots more lakes in addition to Mille Lacs Lake because we're, we got trees and lakes and minerals in this part of the state.
Right, and wild rice. There's a lot of wild rice in that
region. Oh, absolutely, yeah. In fact, we've got both natural wild rice throughout this part of Minnesota, plus we've also got the domestic wild rice farms. We share that with part of northwest Minnesota. It's also got some fairly big domestic wild rice farming operations. And then that's an example of something that I've been involved in. We've got this sulfate standard, which is a problematic. It just doesn't match today's science. And so that's stuff I've been working on since the day I got in the legislature, and I would, we haven't got that one figured out completely yet, so that I anticipate that'll be one that we'll continue to work on to come up with a rational standard that works, both protect the environment, ensure we don't do anything to harm wild rice, but by the same token, we can't go around and shut down city wastewater treatment plants with a standard that just simply doesn't pass the reality test.
That's Dale Lewick. He represents Minnesota House District 10B, who was just appointed to serve as the Republican lead on the House Environment and Natural Resources Policy Division.